Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 20. Hello Gopal, can you speak about attachment to another human being? Is this healthy in relationships? How about codependency? Thank you. Well, you probably mean dependent instead of attachment. So I guess the question is, hello Gopal, can you speak about dependency to another human being? Yeah, dependency is something that creates suffering, and it is not true anymore. As a child or a baby, we are dependent from our parents. This is the reality, and it's okay, basically, at least as long as we have more or less loving parents. So dependency as such is the reality as a child, and it is not necessarily a problem. But dependency on the level of grown-ups and in grown-up relationships is always a problem, and it is always not true. So it is about the idea of dependency. And if we have this idea that we are dependent, then this means that most of the time our aggression, our hate, our anger, our ability to control our life, to create in our life what we want, to say what's not good for us or what we need, all this is basically suppressed and it is delegated to the other. So all the power, all the capacity to change and do things is delegated to a partner, for example. And then these people who live in that structure experience the other as independent, as strong, as powerful, as bigger and higher and so on, stronger than myself. And of course, this is not true, because as grown-ups, we are on the same level. No one has more power in the sense that belongs to the relational level. Yeah, of course, someone can have more money, but that doesn't mean that he has more power on the relational level. So two grown-ups are exactly on the same level and there's no hierarchy. But someone who lives in dependency or codependency creates an artificial hierarchy and he makes himself smaller, he makes himself down, smaller, weaker, and so on, as I described that. And this is the revival of the childhood constellation. Usually someone with this structure attracts narcissistic people. And then we have two poles that attract each other. Then one with a narcissistic personality has the opposite. He thinks or he believes or he experiences himself as completely independent of bigger, better, more powerful than all others. Yeah, it's the same illusion and the same destructive relational pattern, but just the other pole. So these people attract each other, and then we have big trouble, conflicts. Most people think that the narcissistic structure is the cause for the trouble and the other one is the victim. And this is something I would also like to clarify here, because the dependent structure, the codependent personality, is exactly as destructive as the narcissistic personality. It's the same destructive behavior, because if someone plays dependency, he delegates all the power and the responsibility to the other, and this is a large burden. Usually this makes people aggressive, yeah, because they have to play parent. And this is not a relationship, because it doesn't create contact. The person that creates this dependency relational structure implicitly says, I'm a little child, please take over the responsibility. And this cannot lead to a healthy relationship. In both ways, narcissistic or codependency, codependent personalities, the problems, the structure, the struggle is created by all these emotions and movements that had no space in childhood. And the dependent person or the person who thinks that he or she is dependent from the other, mainly has suppressed, as I said before, all the power, all the force, hate, rage, all that creates distance, that the male energy, we could say that, the male energy. And the narcissistic personality is the opposite. He mainly has suppressed sadness and weakness and neediness. So he suppresses that. And if both parts would really start sharing this lost, we could say lost parts of ourselves, then the communication between or inside this couple would start, the real actual communication. And this is what never was able to be communicated in the childhood. So your question is about dependency and codependency. And yeah, so that's the way for this structure is to get access to all the power, all the rage, and start honestly communicating, because this is also what dependency or people with a dependency structure doesn't do. They are not honest. They are not communicating honestly in relationships. It's just a movement, a play, a mask. Yeah, but the truth is not communicated. So I would invite you to start being honest and really, really start sharing what's there, especially if there's some irritation like hate, like rage, and so on. This has to be communicated. If you start with that, you soon more and more realize that this power is there and it is not a danger anymore, and in the end that you are not dependent anymore. So this is the path for this structure, and of course it may need a therapeutic process, most probably. So I would recommend to work through that with a therapist.